Good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm your host, Amy Toy. We have a new season starting, and we have a very special guest with us. His name is Jose Bazan, and he is the author of a very excellent book. Everyone's got to read this book. It's called Awake to the Awakening, A Spiritual Revelation Within. Jose is actually downstate. I'm in Buffalo, New York, and he's in Nassau County there. And he has a very interesting journey. I'm going to have him kind of explain what the journey is. He's got a lot of messages for us, raising of our consciousness. And welcome, Jose. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me on the show, Amy.
Thank you for coming.
I'm excited because I get to pretty much validate a lot of new energy, a lot of new energies that are coming in. And for me, the awakening was pretty much something I wasn't expecting. I wasn't prepared for it. And it just began for me back in 2008, where it was a presence during meditation started coming in. But prior to that, there were psychics. There were people where the universe of God was pretty much sending signs. And I kept missing them. When the psychic told me, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, sometimes they need to take a spiritual 2x4 and knock you upside the head a few hundred times before you get it. But you're going to get it eventually.
Thank you. Exactly. I missed so much of that. I mean, and it took one psychic to say, listen, God's going to be talking to you. I said, but what? I was too busy with business. I didn't want to, you know, I was starting up again. And I wanted to focus my path on getting things done. And but then when the angels, this angel, this very light being, came to me in a vision and said, listen, you have to pay attention. And I said, well, what's going on? He says, listen, there's something happening, but you're going to be changing. And I said, okay. When I didn't, because he knew in my consciousness, I wasn't believing what he was saying, what this being was saying, this light being. We had wings of a 747, like a Boeing 747. I was looking at this light, all pure white light. And when I said that, I didn't understand what he was saying, or it was saying, that it just took its energy light and just pulsated right through my heart. Boom, I woke up crying. I was like, what happened? This intense amount of love just came through. And so I woke up, I sat on the couch 4 or 5 minutes, and I was like startled, I was shocked, was shaking. And then I said, no, maybe it was some dream. And so as soon as I closed my eyes, it was still right there. He goes, no, this is no dream, this is real. And then hit me again with the same light. It was purely like the white light of the higher consciousness of love. And then things started happening from that point on. I started getting visions of Mother Mary coming down and sitting next to me on a rock and giving me messages, and then Christ coming down. I said, oh my God, what is really going on? Something big is happening. And I was just getting so much information at one time, revelations at one time. I just had to write it down and just kind of piece it all together later, because I wasn't prepared for any of it. And so it was just like, where do I go from here?
Yeah, you know, funny you mention that, because I've had two near-death experiences. The first one didn't impact me like the second one did. And I was like you, when I read your book, I could relate so much on what you were going through. Like, you're like, what the heck is going on here? You're like, okay, am I crazy or what?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. I was like, I didn't believe what I was thinking and more what I was feeling. And all these, I mean, it was just like, okay, I'm only meditating so I can get into the peace and feel the love, and that's it. But then it hit me again. It was just like at that night on August 28th, 2008, I felt this presence energy coming through, and it was starting to take over my whole body, muscles. And I was like, are you the presence of this higher consciousness? Are you this energy? And they said, yeah. And suddenly I felt like my body started like feeling lighter, and then the messages started coming later on. I didn't know how to communicate to this higher being, God, or this universal source. I didn't know how to communicate. I had to find a way to communicate. So I kept asking questions left and right. If you respond by saying yes or no, that's fine with me. But then later on, the messages, you know, started coming in through the conscious mind. to me, it was amazing because I couldn't tell anybody. I was like, you know, who's going to understand this? Who's going to understand that there's,
yeah,
you know, this thing happening inside us?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like he was telling, hey, there's an awake. This thing called an awakening happening inside you. You're being awakened because there is something that you have to do. Not only you, but the entire planet of humanity is waking up to what's happening inside. And I said, wow, well, what is it that we're doing? He said, well, what we're doing is we are returning back to what we originally are and what we were intending for you to do. I said, well, what is that? To be a higher conscious being. For humanity is going to become a higher conscious being. And I said, well, when is all this going to take place? Because he said, yeah, we're on the return of this thing. And when it happens, there's going to be mountains. And there's going to, the universal God's going to level oceans because he's going to make it so that people understand that there's going to be a new you. You are the same of your oneness of universe within. You're that high love. You're that high peace and harmony and tranquility. And the universe and this earth only operates at that level. And so we've come to a time where not only that humanity will begin to see these changes, but will start to sense that there is some sense inside that something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so the awakening part is just bringing people to humanity to where inside of them resides the light, the pure light that was always inside originally. But it was actually just like cut off because of the dense planet, because of the third dimensional planet that we live in, because of the negativity and the low frequencies of our planet. And so we exist in this lower frequency of dimension. And so after the December 21st, okay, Mother Mary came to me and said, there's going to be something which seemingly looks like a rapture, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to experience is like a white light. And I said, well, white line? He goes, yeah, it's going to start between 11:45 Central Time. And she said that once it commences, it'll commence the changing of days. And people will begin to see things unknowingly to them about weather patterns, about changes to the earth, and about senses that they cannot explain to themselves. So I said, well, what do you mean? Because this white light that you're going to see will commence out of the 21st, but it's going to be the changing of the sun. If you've noticed, the sun does not look orange, it does not look red anymore. It's pure white. There's a pure brightness to it. That light that they're speaking of, that Mother Mary speaks of, she said that this light is the God light. It's the light that changes the DNA inside. And these DNA are going to repair themselves. And by repairing themselves, they're activating in other words, like the superhuman. But you're a higher conscious human. You're very, in a sense, high sense, you're a spiritual human. And where you are going to be able to do things that are far beyond our abilities of thinking on our planet. But people are not prepared. And this is why many people who are teachers now on our planet, many people who know this understanding are helping along the way, because St. Teresa of Avila came to me again in April. And she was coming to me, but she was never telling me something. But finally she tells me in April, she says, you summoned me. I said, I did. And she goes, yes, you asked for me. I says, tell me what's happening. And she said, well, what's happening is we're going to raise the consciousness of our planet. This planet will be raised of its consciousness. I said, but for what purpose? She goes, because humanity has damaged the earth.
Mm-hmm.
and the earth can no longer exist the way she is anymore. And she said, she showed me two pieces, two earths, splitting each other. One will be the existing new light earth, the fifth dimensional earth. The other one will be the original earth. And the original earth will begin to repair itself. But the ones who are raising their frequencies and vibrations will begin to ascend into this new earth. And there, they will begin to do the things that they quickly manifest. Because the intention for the universal source, God, was to have this human being, be able to exist anywhere in the universe, anywhere in the galaxies. And so the return is knowing that this universal consciousness exists inside of us. It's being activated. And so what they're planning on doing with this sunlight is repairing us inside. I don't know if you've noticed, but you can hear like in the dead of silence, there's a ringing inside the ear.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And this ringing is causing the repair, is the frequency of the repair. It's like the vibration. I could sense it in the meditation. And in the meditation, you could feel it in the heart chakra. It's like vibrating very strong, as if it's just pulsating all around. And it's the energy that the light of that they're sending through the middle of the earth. Because they told me that there's grid lines all across the planet, and each one of those grid lines contain energy. And that energy is being received by that light they're pulsating through the middle, which is dividing dimensions. And these two dimensions, which is the third, the other which is the fifth, okay, is actually where the new earth is going to exist. And so by furthering this, those who can't raise their consciousness, those who wish to, you know, hold on to the negative aspects of life, the things that they wish to fight for or pretty much keep within themselves, you know, negatively or emotionally holding them down, it's by free will they can. It's free will, free choice. They could exist on multiple dimensions, which they will. And the universe says, you know, this is their choice, this is fine. But those who are of higher consciousness, those who are higher spiritual beings, will be the one to communicate amongst each other. And that's why yesterday when I felt my heart chakra picking up very strongly, she said that you will be able to find others who are going to ascend into the new dimension by this ability to communicate through the heart.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be communicating not through consciously, but by this sense. And this sense of communication through the heart, you'll be able to say, okay, I know who's calling, or I know where this person, that whether they're across the planet, they could be far across the planet, and yet you as a soul being will be able to communicate with that person, which was their original intention. And it's just one of the many ways that the universe is showing, has already shown me that, look, this is one of the many abilities that are going to be evolving or opening up to you and many of the higher conscious beings on this planet. They're being activated. We're like the light torches of this planet, like the anchors, keeping the light. We've been here for thousands of years. Some have been here for the new changing of the earth, the shift of this earth. But realistically, the light itself is actually causing like a dimension. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you were to take pictures, because I've been, recent pictures between after December 21st has shown like these portal dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
These new lights, this light would run across, not too far from me, it would run across like a sphere. And I said, you know, is this the existing portal dimensions for the new dimension? that they speak of as the sunlight comes to this earth. Not only is it repairing us, but causing a new entryway into this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said that the body of those who are of this higher consciousness will, one day you could be walking and suddenly you disappear, you're right into the next dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we're here to help many others, but their calling calls for you to be there in the new dimension of the new earth. And so Saint Teresa said that once we split the two planets, okay, this one will cause a shift. They're going to polar shift the earth, which means we're going to cause a cleansing, in a sense. In other words, bringing this planet to a point where it can go back to a fifth dimension, in a sense, where it will no longer exist as that third, and where the planet will be able to create a equilibrium of energy, because the energy of this planet has been reverberating out into the solar system, the universe, and been causing energetic changes or vibrational disturbances through the fabrics. And so by doing this, this planet was once a fifth dimension. She showed me where the planet was once a beautiful fifth dimensional, fully tropical planet, beautiful, crystal clear water, warm temperatures. We had vegetation at one time that no longer exists today. And she said that once all this happens, it's like what has been written about in the Bible, in a sense, where there is a heaven. That heaven, it exists in that dimension. It not only exists here within ourselves, because we're being prepared for it, but also where every day, if you look outside, you could sense that energy. You could sense this light around the vegetation. You can sense it where people are more so moving away from something, but they just can't put their finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the return is your higher order, your higher vibration, raising your vibration. You can no longer stay back at the bottom or in a sense. So as your frequencies change, because everyone's frequencies are at different levels, as it changes, you may just end up there in this new dimension they speak of, and where the others, once the earth is completely done with its shift, then in fact, those who are still existing here will be moved to multi-dimensions to match their frequency level, their vibrations of love, so they can continue learning through the soul's experience. And so the return basically has already started.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely, either if you're not sensing it within, but you're definitely knowing that it's happening without. And the experience for me has been where the validations of these energies that have been coming in, and the seeing it throughout the planet, seeing it through the sun's energy and light, the brightness of it, and having confirmation through the angels, the archangels. And I asked them, well, when is this, how soon do you see this happening?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because this third dimensional planet, the way media is right now, I don't see as much of it, but many others are still awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why the tilting of the ship has to happen. And so it's going to happen quicker than we would expect. But the bodies themselves have to gradually upgrade. They can't do a full raising of the consciousness in a quick shift. So they were doing this thing very gradually. And so by the time we start to realize that we don't no longer want to, you know, continue doing the old pattern, the old belief systems, because their intention was that we're higher light beings, loving beings, in many sorts, and many universes have contributed to our purpose here on Earth. And so when we've been given this time for thousands of years, we've been given so much time to evolve and change over time and to reach this higher level. We're supposed to reach this higher level at this time, to reach the higher level of the higher source consciousness, to be able to speak directly to it, to be able to manifest the things that you would see in front of you, not where... knowing that it's wrapped with the loving intention, to manifest in days and months or even years and to work hard and struggle for it. It wasn't their intention. And so now, universe wishes to move all this ahead because the original plan was, okay, do we destroy the Earth or do we keep the Earth as the same or do we, you know, save the Earth, tilt it, bring it back to its original state, repair it, and bring this new dimension into place. And so with this division that's happening, I mean, I see a light. I see what we would call it the aura. We see an aura around us.
Mm-hmm.
And that aura, and I'm thinking, no, is this an aura we always see?
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, they're saying that the light that you're seeing is your body becoming the light body. And that energy is the light body for you to ascend into this new dimension. And where I was like, well, wait a minute, I started noticing it much more in these past several weeks that have passed and realizing that, wow, there's an incredible light. It's like a rainbowish light. Blue halo light that I've been noticing, not only around myself, but all around, through the landscaping, through the trees, through objects. And I'm saying, well, what this energy itself is definitely changing. This light is definitely changing because not only the physical energy of these things around us, but is also showing me that we're definitely, you know, we're headed there. We're headed into this new dimension that's already here, you know, happening now. Have you felt any difference? Have you?
I have been feeling a lot of shifts the past, actually, since my near-death experience. But this year, especially 2012, was huge shifts. But this year, the first part of the year, I would agree with that. Yeah, it's. I'm you know, you and I think are more sensitive to the changes than other people because their awareness hasn't reached yet, you know, reached the point where some people are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So definitely.
It's been like from my experience. I took other pictures, Amy, where I said, "No, is this dimensional change really happening?" And I took pictures in April and March. And lo and behold, Amy, the photos that I found pictures of other star beings that had actually appeared through this dimension. I took pictures right in the street. Something told me, I was coming from the store, and about 5:30, something told me to pull. I took a camera and started taking pictures. Lo and behold, started seeing this halo of sunlight, like the streamlight. The sunlight was coming right through. But these star beings were using the energy of the sun to manifest themselves right in front of me. That they used the streamlight of the sun rays to manifest themselves. And I said, wow. And I was believing it at the time, but it goes back to another vision last year where another star being had said that we were becoming, you know, we're becoming here. I said, "Who are you?" She says, "We are the star beings that you speak of, and when we come here, we have many special beings here on this planet." And I said, "But why, you know, why me?" She goes, "But you're 21 out of 200. You're 21 out of 200 on this grid line. You're one of the special beings. You're one of the Whistler beings." I didn't understand what a Whistler being was for them. But she said, "Your soul's been here for thousands of years. And we're here for all the return as well." And I said, "Wow." And lo and behold, the pictures that I took recently were a confirmation of that. And so I said, "Well, wow, this is actually happening." December 21st was not an end of a Mayan calendar incident. December 21st was a change of energy on this planet for humanity. It was definitely for that dimensional change, because we did exist as a higher consciousness at one time. We did exist at that time. But in fact, that all changed when humanity created an imbalance. And those of a higher consciousness created an imbalance. And then here, thousands of years later, we're here for the new change again to happen. And this star being says, "Okay, well, once we're here on this planet, you'll know. You'll have signs of it. You'll have symbols of it, and you'll know that we exist all around." I said, "Well, this is actually a universal oneness. This is a communion through all that's happening, and it's been where this change is." Is where the people who are speaking of it, the people as yourselves who know the angelic realm, the healers, the Reiki healers, all of this will exist in the new dimension more so than ever before, and where it will be more so not only accepted but needed in such a sense, because we have people here. I know people. I would say they're younger, but in fact, they have a strong, energetic, spiritual energy inside, and yet they don't know how it exists. They don't know how it works, but the it's undeveloped. It's still in the stages of that undevelopment, but I can sense the energy very intensely, and by teaching and lecturing and pretty much letting them know this is what's happening inside, because there were so many incidents that the person had they couldn't explain. And I said, "But you're here for a greater purpose as well. Many are. Everyone on this planet is here for a greater purpose. We're here at this time, perfect time, for this reason. Because this God and universe, all the angels are going to let you know and everyone else know about this change, about this existence." And so, with that's coming, more messages are still coming through, more messages where they want people to awaken, they want people to pretty much remember things through their original mission. And have you also sent where there's it's not a vision, but where you kind of sense that time is speeding up, but it actually feels shorter?
Yes, definitely. Yes, it does. It's kind of scary. It's like I don't have enough hours in the day.
It's happened so many times. Has it happened several times to you?
Oh, many times. I can't even count. It's like... Yeah, it's unbelievable. It has been going on. Actually, in the past year, I would say.
Yes. They said time is growing shorter, but speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, wow." I mean, I can count as many times that I've had where here I am thinking, I felt like I slept 8 hours, but then suddenly it's still early.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had that same encounter many of times. I'm saying, wow. And what they're pretty much doing, I would say the star beings are doing, the light beings are doing, is pretty much like advancing we would call the invention of time of the earth, invention of our own, as humanity does. But since there's no existing in time, they're advancing that. They're advancing the planet. And they're advancing not only us, but here are the other symptoms that they've said. Here's the symptoms that you know that your energy, your DNA is being repaired. High blood pressure, pains in the joints and the knees. Sometimes you'd feel very tired, headaches, vertigo. Some people would feel like they're in one place, but in fact they feel like their legs are walking,
mm-hmm.
but that they're standing still. And they go to the doctor, and some of them would say, well, you know, I really can't find anything wrong with you. But these are the symptoms that people have been coming up with. Or like their heart would palpitate extremely to a point where they couldn't explain it. As long as you're having a heart attack, they go, like, no, not at all. But these are the symptoms that are repairing. They're repairing the body's DNA, removing the toxins and the pollutants from the body. And many times I've had to confirm with the source, with the angels, to say, is this what's happening with the body? Is this what's going on? That, you know, people are going to start experiencing a lot of this. Because at night, I could feel my heart just race completely. And they said, well, that is, you're entering that phase of heart communication. We've always communicated through the heart. And since the body has so many toxins that have, you know, kept it in such a state of density, very low density, so in order to raise your frequency, we have to remove these things. And these conditions that you felt and would sense are just stones that you would just jump over, because you're actually going to, it's going to happen quickly, and then you'll feel a lot better. People feel more calmer towards you, or you won't feel like as apprehensive to do something which you think takes precedence. And I said, wow. So all of these conditions not only prepares the body, but supposedly the body is appearing light-bodied, getting younger, in a sense. But all these preparations have to be made before all that can happen. So then I was saying to myself, then there's going to be things that we'll experience, and we're more aware of it as a higher conscious being, because we're sensing it. We're more sensitive to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
And so the sensitivity allows us to accept that these changes are happening so that others may understand. Because there are many people out there who are experiencing these things, but in fact don't know of it. And it gets to a point where the experience can either move them in a direction of finding the source, finding how it's happening, because people are much more like, I don't know where to place the answer. I don't know where to place the question. And they feel like where their energy takes them to, that's where they'll find the answer. Where their heart takes them to, that's where they'll find the source of what connects to their questions inside them. And at this point, the return is definitely, and the awakening is inside. It's all happening inside, and the universe is saying it's all going to be, it's all loving, it's all peaceful, it's all harmonious, because it is the intended. It is what is being intended for. And many people will begin to realize that and go into, I see a lot of people going into a spiritual direction, higher conscious direction, in that sense. But their energies are, you can sense the energies, the frequencies, much more so. I feel others that are just high, and I feel others that are, that have, like, they're right in between. And in between, I sense like it's like a, I would say, like a balance between the low end and the high end. But everybody's frequency is rising as we speak. And so the more information that the universe sends us and is being received, we'll be able to move forward in this new dimension to understand it even more, to exist, you know, to so that others who are already there can help others along the way. Have you felt changes to the earth?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, look at the crazy weather we have, too.
Yeah.
You know, you can just see it. I mean, it's just a very... But, yes, I have felt so many shifts. I mean, sometimes I wonder how I'm walking around the way I'm walking around, because it's like I'm very... I've always been sensitive to different things, more, you know, since a child. So, yes, I have. It's, but you can see it. People can, you know, people have commented, this crazy weather we're having, you know, heat wave in the Southwest, you know. I don't know. You're in New York area, so all the rain we've had, you know, I feel like I have to build an ark or something pretty soon.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, whoa, we're seeing things that we've never experienced before, especially last year with the storm, the tropical storm, Sandy, and...
That was a very, very unusual occurrence, I think.
Yeah, yeah, very unusual, where the houses on the shores were destroyed, and beach erosion, and I could say that if that were to happen again this year, I mean, there would be areas in these parts that would no longer exist any type of beach. Beach erosion would not be a question anymore, and you would not have any beach to go to. And same thing with the blizzard. We had blizzards in one day that stopped that stopped multiple cities here in New York. Stopped multiple cities in a day, and then in 2 days, these are things that are unknown to us. And where these are just the coming of days, the coming this year, I sense it more so than ever before because of it, because of the change of the sun. And it's brilliant, it's bright because of the feeling and the change of the earth. And because I'm hearing the constant ringing of the ear, the constant repair, and the strong vibration and the communication that the saint has been coming in and trying to confirm with the archangels what is exactly that's going to happen within the next couple of days. So I'm saying, should we remain here or should we start moving ahead? I said, no, just remain where you are, because these dimensions are going to start, you know, opening and closing. But in fact, the consciousness itself is the one that's going to start receiving the messages and the feelings of change, the calmness, the peace, the divine love that not only keeps the body in tune, but allows you to function and to let go, because they won't let you leave this dimension unless you let go of all that baggage. And this thing, this baggage you got, you better drop it there. Cannot exist. You can't take it with you. What about, you know, should I pack a couple of bags? No. You're taking what you have inside you And but the rest, as far as like, well, this person did this, you know, I felt this towards this past life or this past person. Even I saw myself from past lives. All that is being erased or eliminated. Because in the past couple of weeks, I kept seeing myself in a really, really past life where I was like, I don't know if it was the Roman era or the, you know, it was definitely a long period of time. But in fact, it was just like being purged away. All these past lives are being purged away from our souls so that we can ascend. And they're saying that this is part of the same change. And not only are we going to experience these things that are going to lighten us, but the also where we've seen the super moon that just passed recently, where emotions started fluctuating. And like when in a day, right? Have you experienced such things around you?
Oh, well, I have. I feel sorry for some of my clients because they're very unaware of what's going on, and I just can see them. You know, people are trying to hold on. Like when the ship's going back and forth, they're trying to hold on. They really are. A lot of people are just trying to hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had some people who've actually had very strong, should I say, resistance to their emotions, but very strong. And then the next day, totally different, completely different. Strong. They were strongly anger, or strongly like bitter. And I'm like, wow, there's something happening. Of course, next day he's gone. It's like nothing happened. And then suddenly another wave comes in, and then suddenly the next day, it's totally gone. And so this purging is also happening. It's purging of these lower frequencies, lower vibrations are being eliminated from the body, the toxins. And so even our wave life, where it doesn't serve many things that not only don't serve the earth, but are also being purged away, and where you sense that you've got one thing happening, purging of these emotions, purging of these past lives, you're removing all this karma, in a sense, because the karma can no longer exist in this new dimension. You've got the way of raising the inner consciousness, the repair of the DNA inside that has to be done. And it's like, and they were also saying, you're going to be part body, but also part light. And then when you're there, you'll be fully light. You'll be in the full light. But those who are awakening are going to be the ones who are going to start, who are teaching, who are acknowledging. And they'll be able to, you know, bring calmness and peace and subtleness to others. Because they're going to be people who, I guess it would be like a wave happening, and once the wave happening, you know, this person will come to you, that person will come to you, with no explanation. And they know they come to you because the universe sends them. God source sends them directly to you because you have that understanding and you were prepared for this, and where you could provide that, not only answers, but the energy that allows them to feel calm in their state, to feel more at peace in that state. Because we're all here, you and I, and many others who already have this energy, just by standing in one room, we're creating that change, that loving change, energetic change that the universe of God have placed inside of us, you know, for this purpose and for these higher missions, where unknowingly you figure, wait a minute, but things aren't happening. Yeah, but they say, no, things are happening. You're just not seeing it. It's invisible. It's in the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working behind the scenes. You kind of feel that way in a sense?
Oh, all the time, yes. People would probably think I'm nuts with everything that I know. I don't tell them. You just know what you know. I just feel like you just know what you know, and you just go with it. And, yeah, I agree with that totally, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, who do you tell? Who do you explain this to? You know, who can actually relate to this?
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, there were a few that I know of, you know, who know of this, and then there were very few who felt the who I felt the energy coming from. I said, well, God, the universe sent these people, even though they're a younger generation, but they have the higher source of energy that they are trying to find their way through. And then there are ones like when I felt the same energy from you, the heart chakra started appearing very strongly, which meant that, okay, God was saying to me, Amy is going to communicates through the heart chakra. This is the way the light beings communicate. This is the way the loving light beings, these soul torches of the earth, communicate to each other. They've always communicated to each other this way. And I've only found, like, well, maybe three people thus far who have that innate abilities, it's already activated, it's already moving, and I'm sure there's many more that have this ability. And as if to say, you could be in a crowded room, you could be distracted by, you know, talking to someone, and suddenly your heart starts to vibrate and starts to electrify, and you'll know who the person is. You'll know who's coming through. And it's the souls that are connected. It's that oneness that we have connected. You, I, and many others who are at this level, and helping the others, help them explain to it. Because the ones who are going to come towards us are going to be those who have that intense ability to communicate inside, but don't know how to use it from the conscious level yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, you know, even though you could speak to someone who may say, okay, I know this part, knows this part, but in fact, yes, I haven't gotten to that part yet. Yes, the frequency is definitely elevating. It's definitely changing. And so I feel that that's why we have this. You were able to communicate. I was able to communicate to you. And the universe and God did not tell me this one particular part, this exciting thing that was expressed to me, was told to me. I said, oh, by the way, this person, yes. I said, well, this person is the soul. She's one of the soul lights of this planet. And I said, well, where is this energy coming from? And I started rambling. I'll tell you, I was going through a list in my mind. I said, no, God was saying, no, not this person, that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I, you know, saw your email, your name comes up. And I said, oh, it's Amy. And I said, oh, then she is the one. She is like the many others who are going to be able, who are going to be in this, not only this new dimension, but also communicating at this higher level and guiding many others through the light and the love. This intense love is what we're feeling in that heart. It's just, it's amazing. Not only ability to communicate, ability to heal, ability to change the vibration of others all around us, but also to find each other
on
this planet.
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, I've gone through a lot of my personal journey myself with the heart chakra, and I never could not connect with people with my heart chakra, but now I can. It's funny you mentioned that because now I'm able to open my heart. I wasn't before. It took a long time.
Wow. How long was it for you where you started noticing the change?
I would say in the past, like, once again, the past, I would say a year and a half, 2 years, because I have felt, like I said, I had to, like you mentioned in your book, the cleansing of the relationships and the different shifts and people, places, and things that no longer served the vibrational that I was in fell away. And that's when my heart started opening up and opening up. When I read that in the book, I just thought, oh, my God, I went through that. That's really profound and intense.
Yes, I dropped so many. People were just falling off. Mm-hmm. People were just falling off, and I couldn't explain why. I mean, I was like, and this was happening throughout that time in the past several years. And I said, well, why is this person falling away? And universe, God was saying, they no longer serve in your life, in your energy. Once you begin to raise your vibration and your consciousness, these mm-hmm. people are going to fall away. But don't think of them as people. They're learning.
Exactly, and it's not because you're any better than them, but it's more of that. It's that's where they're at in their journey.
Yes,
because I don't want, you know, we don't want to get into ego. We want to get into, okay, this is the vibrational part that we're at, and some people are going to reach it more, you know, sooner than others. So I just want to make that clear, you know. And it's, yeah, I know, it's just the heart chakra. It's been open. When you mentioned that, I said, oh, my gosh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, everybody's at a different level, which it's a beautiful thing that they're all learning at a different level, and we're all the same. We're all in this oneness. We're no different from any other, and these are the levels that each one gets to experience, gets to enjoy, and where as if to say. You go to floor number one, you floor number two and three, and so forth, and you say, okay, this is a beautiful light on the third floor. Anyone coming up, you'll enjoy this. You will enjoy it. You know, enjoy the whole experience coming in.
Yeah. Because it's
and
not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Yes, it's about the journey.
Yeah, well,
and crossing of level.
Yes, exactly, crossing level. Well, we're going to have to wrap this up because the show is coming to an end. Wow, this was a phenomenal hour. I'd definitely like to have you back on again.
Oh, I would love to come back to you. Sure.
You got another book coming up, don't you, too?
Yes, I do.
I know you do.
Coming.
I know, I saw
it.
I'm
so excited, Amy, because I've got to talk to you about it, about these new changes, these new energies. And, you know, how we're all just so connected into this oneness of change. I mean, it's so exciting. I mean,
it is.
It's great.
It is. Yeah. Where can people find you? And I know you have a website. I know you have blogs. So just give everybody where they can find you and find out more information.
I have a website. The website, which is there, you can Skype me. You can send me an email at jbazan@awaketotheawakening.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also tweet me at God Awakened. I'm also on Linked as well. I'm on Facebook, but I'll send you a link to it. And pretty much, I'm keeping up with any sort of changes that I see happening, and I post them on Facebook. But pretty much, you can send me an email. Either way, all the forms of communication is there, and you can contact me. And, I would say the best way.
Yeah, that's the best way because, you have a couple blogs, I see. But the book is something that people who are going through this journey, because you and I, like I said, we were like, what the heck's going on? You, I feel, really put it out very well in your book about how you went through the journey.
Oh, thank you. I mean,
thank
it was
you.
The only way I was able to express it. And they can find the book on, you know, Amazon.com if they like, awaketotheawakening.com. It's available there. It's also available on Barnes & Noble website.
Great.
And, but yeah, any questions they might have, you can contact me, and I'm also available.
Great.
But I really appreciate this radio interview with you. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and
you know what?
you got that new book coming out. I have a feeling after the first, something's coming up after the first of the year for 2014 for you in a good way. I think you're going to have a lot more information.
Ooh, I'm getting chills as you said that.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. I'm picking up stuff. I'm a psychic. What do you expect? Well, honey, we got to get going. Everyone, thank you so much, Jose. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much. And everyone out there, thank you. And next week I have another guest coming on, and we're rocking and rolling. Take care, everyone. Take care.